March 7th. We live in hope. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. Psalm 39, verse 4, 5, and 7. Our life is short, fleeting, and best lived when our hope is placed fully in Christ. I was reminded of this truth one morning after I received news of a healthy, vibrant 13-year-old from a solid, supportive family whose life suddenly ended in a tragic accident. Most of us assume our lifespan will reach 80 years or beyond, or perhaps even nudge the century mark. This ending, though, was thought abrupt, unanticipated, and certainly unimaginable from the human vantage point. In almost a half century of ministry, graveside visits to honor the departed have been numerous and have included both the very young as well as those who lived exceptionally long lives. Each memorial service brings the reminder of the fragility of life and the uncertainty of its conclusion date, as well as the importance of investing the time in our lives wisely. Death is inescapable, and this earth life ends for everyone, whether rich, poor, powerfully important, or little known by earth's measurement. We all pass from this life and leave our borrowed earth shell behind. Each human life is valuable because each has as their creator Jehovah God. Each is given opportunity to allow the optimum stewardship of life by entrusting it into the care of God the Father through a relationship with Jesus. Whether then the days in our lives are many or few, their value is assessed by how devoted we were in our love and service to the Lord. We will discover in seeking His kingdom and righteousness, accompanied with following His will, is His daily provision to accomplish it. We are instructed by the Lord to not seek the wealth of this world or to worry about sustenance, but to seek His kingdom and His righteousness and pray for daily provision. Lord, You say in Your word, our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die. Psalm 103, verse 15. But I'm grateful that Your word also tells us that Your love remains forever with those who fear You, and I trust in You to lead me and to provide whatever needed to fulfill Your will. You are my hope for all things. Amen. Give us today the food we need. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.